Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Schwarber with his home run, that gives him 24 on the season through the first 81 team games, which is the fourth most ever for the Phillies in the last 50 years. Here he blasts one deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is gone into the second deck, right down the line. Kyle Schwarber with his 25th home run of the season. Bombs away for Kyle Schwarber, and the Phillies now lead it 2-0.
Scott Fransky on the call last night right here on WIP. Schwarber with two. That second one was a blast. Accurately described, if it's fair, it's a home run, and it was fair, and it was a home run. Kyle Schwarber leads the NL in home runs with 25. Only one other player has more home runs, Aaron Judge, in entire Major League Baseball. Phillies have the second most runs in the NL, 396 runs. Also, they're a plus 56 in run differential, so they are scoring runs. I mean, their offense has been very, very good. So halfway point of the season, on pace to win 86 games, what should the Phillies do? How do you want them to approach the trade deadline? That's our Twitter question today, and it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, and plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers or marks-jewelers.com. So that's the question. Go all in or minor upgrades right now? 73% go all in.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
desperate. Fans want playoffs, man.
I'm pretty desperate as a Philly fan, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we want playoffs, man. We want Red October again. Want the towels waving. I still remember that. It hasn't been that long ago. It feels like it has.
It's been that long ago.
Yeah, you're right. It has been that long ago.
I don't even remember it. Jack was in high school.
No, I remember the white towels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fox calling the national games. Yeah, it was like 5 years straight with the Phillies,
Dick Stockton,
man.
Was still doing
TNT. TBS, yeah, he was.
No, literally, like there hasn't been – all we do is replay the old playoff
moments. Right.
And, like, they were special. They were great. It's just, like, it's been
– like, it's been a decade now, a decade plus.
We know all the plays. Like, we might know that run better than we know the Eagles Super Bowl at this point.
So, Jack, prior to 2007 and the start of that run, during rain delays, you had the 93 Phillies – yeah, the 83 Phillies lost the World Series, and you had the 80 Phillies. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that you would watch. It was like, you know how many times I've seen those ones right there? Yeah,
whatever
so
it
you're
takes,
right.
Dude.
Whatever it takes, dude, they definitely. No. Speaking of that, Larry Anderson's coming up at 3 o'clock.
LA. Yeah. You would remember better than I. Jack wasn't even born. But the run they had in the 80s, how long did the run last? They went back in 83. No, in 83, they went to the NL.
They went to the World Series. They lost to the Orioles.
That was
a playoffs, couldn't get over the top. A lot of big losses in the playoffs. And then finally in 80, they signed Pete Rose in 79. Mm-hmm. They don't even make the playoffs. They win it in 80. Mm-hmm. I think 81 was strike shortened.
Okay.
And then when they went back in 83, that was an old team. That was Tony Perez, Joe Morgan. That was the Wheeze Kids.
So Pete Rose wasn't even on an 83 team?
He was.
Okay.
And then he left after that. So you essentially had all the old Reds players.
82, they didn't make the playoffs?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just trying to think about, because that was a 6-year run.
It was like 77 to 83.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can make the case that it was 05 to 2011, the run that Phillies team had, even though they didn't make the playoffs in 05 and
But 06, that's when it started.
They barely missed the playoffs in 06.
Well, that's why this season reminds me a lot of the 06 year, where when they traded Bobby Abreu, they were 49-56, and they ended up winning 86 games and missing the playoffs.
Okay.
But they traded Abreu, and it allowed like Rollins, Utley, and Howard to kind of be the leaders of that team rather than Abreu. The Phillies were seven games under 500 when they fired Joe Girardi, kind of going to run, same kind of thing, and kind of set up the next year. Now, the extra wild card will help this team.
Sure.
They didn't have
right.
that. They didn't have that in 06, but that's why it reminds me of a lot of that team.
And this year will further validate a lot of people's opinions, not the old fuddy-duddies who want to stay back in the old traditional baseball way of doing things. Somehow Joe DeCamera ended up in that category. But the idea that there should be just two divisions and two leagues and only two teams make the playoffs. I mean, the way it used to be.
Yeah, right? You win the pennant means you win the most games in the league.
Yeah, no, the more teams that are involved in the playoffs, the more fan bases pay attention and stay tuned in. And that's where we are now.
Yep.
That's where we are now. That's why the idea of adding the extra playoff team is a good thing.
It keeps
more teams into it, which means more fan bases will stay locked in because they believe they have a chance to get in the playoffs.
Right, and it also, I mean, the NHL and the NBA does it, right?
Yes,
so, like, why shouldn't they add?
The NBA already had half of their league in the playoffs. They added the play-in games.
They tried to make sure LeBron always could be in the playoffs, but he screwed that up.
I mean, they added the play-in thing. I mean, my goodness.
To make everybody there.
I mean, just to make almost the whole league at least be a good. I think New Orleans wound up sneaking in the playoffs
this year. To your point, Ike, almost
and they were terrible coming down the stretch.
Everybody, but except for maybe 4, 5, 6 teams, aren't in the race at all towards the end of the year.
Right.
They're at least in the race.
Yes.
We'll get to the phones in a second. 215-592-9494. In 1982, the Phillies won 89 games and didn't make the playoffs because they didn't have a wild card team.
Exactly.
And the winner of the NL East that year? The St. Louis Cardinals.
Of the NL East?
Yeah.
The Central team.
So it was
team that's in the Midwest.
The East was the Cardinals, the Expos, the Pirates, the Cubs, and the Mets, and the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Because the Braves were in the West, if you remember. 1993, when the Braves were in the NL West still, back then.
Yeah, see, I did not remember that.
Yep.
Yeah, I did not remember. The Braves were in the West?
They're in the NL West, yeah.
I remember the Falcons were in the NFC West.
Yep.
With the Saints and the 49ers and the Rams.
Well, it's all right. The Cowboys are in the NFC East.
Yeah, they remain here for some reason.
They don't want to break up
it's strictly for TV purposes, I bet.
You get three games.
Yeah, you get it. And New York, Philly, and Washington. 3 times a year.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, the other leagues, except, like, the Cowboys are the one team that they don't move around geographically where they should be. But they cleaned all that up to where.
That's what every other team did.
Right. But back then, the East was, St. Louis was the East because the Western teams were the Western teams. But now it doesn't matter as much. So it was tough to get in, the playoffs back. 89 wins and you don't make the playoffs?
Nah. I mean, I didn't know any better because that's just the way it was back then. But as you get older, you realize as great as the regular season is, sports ultimately comes down to the postseason. It just does. College football, the regular season is important because everybody's not playing in the playoffs. But for the most part, sports comes down to the postseason. Hockey, everybody loves the hockey playoffs versus regular season. It gives you something to watch throughout the week, but you get
– there's urgency that's not in the regular season.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, and that's just where – the TV ratings come from, the higher TV ratings come from, and these leagues have realized, well, man, if we get more markets involved in this, it's going to be more money for us.
Yeah, the leagues have more games. The NFL, they get additional games, which means additional millions and millions of dollars.
Yes, sir.
With additional playoff teams.
Well, everybody gets paid. TV gets paid. Those TV companies can't pay out $200 billion contracts if they're not making that type of money.
They're getting paid. The players are making additional money. The owners
everybody
are making additional
gets
money.
Paid. Yep. Sports is big business.
Yep. Let's go to Rob in Westchester. Rob, go ahead, buddy.
Ooh. Rob. Hey, how are you, buddy? How's it going?
Hi, Rob.
What's up, Rob? Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in on the Phillies, and I thought they went in all in on the offseason when they. I mean, what changed? I mean, didn't the owners fee?
Yeah, they went over the luxury tax.
Well, they paid money. They you know, it's one thing to spend money, which they did, but it's another thing to actually give up young players that they drafted and they're trying to develop for the future.
Say, I come from a different perspective because I moved to the area, adopted all these teams, including the Phillies, and I was.
Man, your phone is in and out there, Rob. Let's go to Clayton in South Philly. Hi, Clayton. What's up?
Hi. How are you doing today?
How are you, Clayton? This may be our phone problem here, Jack. Go ahead, Clayton.
In all of this talk about what we should buy or not buy, I think we forget that the other people know exactly who we've got and where they're hidden. It's not a secret. And if they know that we really, really, really want something, they're going to say, let's make sure that we get their best prospect.
So, what are you saying, Clayton? You wouldn't trade them?
Not yet.
Okay, so not yet this year, or?
Well, those are decisions that you have to make almost, maybe not daily, but week by week and month by month. And I would delay that for the moment.
Well, I mean, you only have about five more weeks to delay that. I mean, after August 2nd, I don't know if you can make that type of move. How important is it to you that they get in the playoffs this year?
I think there's a possibility, but I'm not sending it to the bank yet.
No, I mean, the importance of it to you as a fan, like meaning how much does it matter to you that they make the playoffs this year?
I have been a fan since the early 50s. I have lived through a long time when we didn't hardly win anything.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean it's not important to you, or it isn't? Thank you, Clayton. That you've experienced so much losing, it doesn't sound like it's important to you.
Right.
It's very important to Ike.
That's supposed to have the opposite effect on you. You experience so much losing, you want them to make the playoffs.
Well, it's been a lot of losing with this franchise, so what's another year?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wasn't sure what he was saying.
That's the answer you thought he was going to give right there. Yeah, that's not the answer I'm looking for. I'm when you're fighting for attention in a sports crave town like Philadelphia, where you have so much going on, so many other you got a team in every sport.
Yep.
So to be the team that sort of falls by the wayside, that it doesn't matter if you make the playoffs, you don't want to become that team. You don't want to become that team. Because then it becomes harder for you to maintain any type of hold on the fan base. You'll have your diehards that'll pay attention because they diehard baseball fans.
Casual sports fans need, like, that's who you're looking for.
That's who fills up the stadiums.
And you do that.
Diehards, you get about 15 grand in there, 10 grand in there.
And you do that by winning.
Yes.
And you do that not by winning 85, 86 games. You do that by winning the run.
And the games have to matter, man.
Yep.
In this town where you got the Eagles, you got the Sixers doing what they're doing, like, your team can't be a mediocre team and you expect this fan base to care. It's not the fan base of 30 years ago. It's a society that has ADD in a sense. We're craving for something else to happen to keep our attention.
Yeah, you're right.
And the moment you become boring and there's sort of a lackluster care for your outcome of your games, man, other than the Eagles, because football is just so big in general, I don't know if you can afford to do that.
No, the other teams have to actually work to get your attention. For the most part.
Yeah.
In general. If the Sixers aren't good, you have diehards that care and you have other people that are like, eh.
Yeah, well, no diehards in there when they was losing every game.
No, just Spike and
right.
And those guys.
Right. I meant to say no casuals were in there.
No. Like,
they were losing all games.
No, diehard Philadelphia sports fans, in particular 76ers fans, care. And where the Phillies have been the last couple of years have been, hey, look, they were actually leading – in the wild card of the division in September, and no one was going to the games.
Yeah.
So nobody believed it or cared. In the
team. Yeah.
Yeah, no one did.
Now, this team feels different, though.
Much different.
So you get this team in first place in September. We're going to have a totally different energy around this team.
Yeah, the ballpark's been different than in years.
There's buzz.
Definitely has.
Even when they were in first place the last couple of years on the weekends, it still wasn't getting filled up.
Schwarber. It's a Schwarber. It's a Wheeler. But Schwarber, you want a guy that shows up, he hits bombs.
Yes.
He waves to the fans when he's coming around, about to round third base, right? Like, he gets it.
That's what fans want to see, runs. They want to see home runs. That's what fans want. We don't care about freaking 3-2 games and all of that. Like, nobody cares to sit around and watch
it. Be entertained.
That. Well, some fans want small ball.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just saying, in a general sense, fans want to be entertained by anything that they're watching. They just do.
Bottom line.
I mean, that's why the USFL drew a $1.5 million Sunday for a league that nobody seemingly cares about.
Yeah, Jack.
But 1.5 million watched it Sunday.
Yep. There was at least some
championship. It doesn't matter. Yeah. They didn't even play in their whole cities.
Nope.
They ain't playing their whole cities.
Maybe next year.
Just saying.
They'll be here in Philadelphia.
Just saying. That's a sport that will always draw people if it's competitive.
Yeah,
football,
sure. Absolutely.
Will.
Yep.
It just will.
Absolutely. All you need is some good play. I mean, the problem with some of the minor league football is that there just hasn't been good enough quarterback play, and it seems like the USFL gave you a little bit better play.
There's no problem. People are going to gamble on it. They know the That's expectations true. Are realistic. Nobody's expecting to see Joe Montana in the USFL. It is what it is.
But Case Cook has looked pretty
good. Yeah, if you like football and you want something to watch in the spring, you're going to watch it.
Yep.
It's just what it is. If you're a diehard football fan, you're going to be watching it.
Yep. Big NFL trade today. Baker Mayfield isn't released or doesn't stick around in case something happens with Deshaun Watson. He's traded for a conditional fifth-round draft pick to the Panthers. The Panthers also get $9 million to help pay for his $18 million salary. Good move for the Panthers, Ike?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you get a quarterback. You get Baker Mayfield. They got Sam Darnold. So they don't really have a quarterback down there. And I mean, Baker is better than what Sam Darnold has been. I don't know ultimately what it means for Carolina, but it's better than what they had.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Matt
Rule. I don't know what it means for Carolina, but he hasn't been there all offseason. He doesn't know the playbook. Now he has to be caught up, has to get familiar with the players and that whole thing. Then he has to beat out Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and they don't have a ton of talent on offense.
No.
So it's not like he's coming into a loaded roster or anything like that, but it's an upgrade over what they have with Sam Darnold.
Potential upgrade.
I mean, it might not be an upgrade that matters all that much for Matt Rule or the Panthers, but I mean, Sam Darnold was bad when he's been given an opportunity to play. I actually think Baker Mayfield's a good quarterback. And
you said he was better than Jalen.
He is.
I don't know if I buy that one.
Jack was actually disappointed when he saw the trade because I think in the back of his mind he was hoping something could happen here. We knew that wasn't going to happen with the Eagles. But, yeah, he is better than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, why would they want Baker for $18 million when they got Jalen for a million?
Right, they would.
$500,000.
It doesn't make sense for the Eagles in any sense. I'm not saying that it does, but no. If you're just talking about one quarterback against the other, Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts is.
I think Baker Mayfield got off to a better start than Jalen Hurts has, but I don't know if Baker Mayfield right now is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. You want to go back to Baker's rookie year or second year when he did well. Well, he didn't do anything last year, and now he's on another team. So, meanwhile, Jalen went to the playoffs last year, and his team is building around him at this point. If you put him in a vacuum, how many people would want Baker over Jalen Hurts around his league? I'm not sure that that's a unanimous choice for GMs. Baker's not; he doesn't have the strongest of arms. I think Baker was the beneficiary of coming out in a weak quarterback class that turned out to be better than even the scouts thought. That's why Josh Allen wasn't the number one overall pick. That's why Lamar Jackson was the 32nd overall pick in the draft. When they're clearly better than both of those quarterbacks who went first and third.
Mm-hmm.
So it was poor scouting by these NFL teams that they took Baker and Sam Darnold as the first two quarterbacks.
Over generational type quarterbacks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
So Baker, and here's the one thing I always go back to Baker with. Baker was a walk-on in college originally. Not like he was some five-star recruit that came out of high school with a big arm, could go to. You know, I give him credit for working his butt off to become who he became and the Heisman Trophy winner, but he was always undersized. His arm was never the strongest, and he played at Oklahoma where he had CeeDee Lamb and Hollywood Brown and all types of other
Big 12 defenses.
NFL caliber players on his team, and that's why it doesn't translate to the NFL because he doesn't make the same type of plays he made there here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't want him long term, but I think if you put him on this Eagles team last year or this year, he's doing the same, if not better, than Jalen Hurts, and he's a better passer than Jalen Hurts. That doesn't have the athleticism, isn't as good of a runner. Teammates certainly
He's also been in the league a year longer than Jalen.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215.
2 years longer.
Yeah, this will be his fifth. Yes, because it's his option.
Yeah, it's Baker's fifth year. It's Jalen's third.
Yeah. Yeah, two years ahead. 215-592-9494. Ike, for the first time in I don't know how long, Larry Anderson joins us on a Wednesday after a Phillies win.
That's a rare thing.
Yeah, normally Jack bets against the Phillies on Tuesdays because it just happens. L.A. comes on Wednesdays, the Phillies lose on Tuesdays. Did you bet last night, Jack?
Yes, I did. I bet on the Nationals last night. I'm willing to sink $10 to make sure L.A. is in a good mood. So, yeah, sometimes you got to take one for the team. I'll start a GoFundMe for our listeners to invest money so that I can keep betting on the other team. I'll take that.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
At Mark Streets WIP. That's the what's your cash app, Jack? 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Larry Anderson joins the program coming up after a win. We can't believe it. Does he believe the bullpen has turned the corner? And does this look different to him than it has in years past? And also Tomper. 21-9 is the manager. What's he doing? He's winning, is what he's doing.
No.
215-592-9494. We'll take your phone calls after Larry Anderson. Can't wait to talk to him. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about windows and doors for a second. Guided door and window, because the summer heat, man, it's been hot the last couple days, and you're cranking up the AC. And to keep your house cool, you're spending a lot of money to do it, especially if you don't have efficient windows and doors. You have high energy bills, right? I suggest you go Guida and finally replace your old drafty windows and doors with my good friends at Guida Door and Window. And right now, Guida is offering their best discounts of the year. And folks, I'm telling you this, I talk about Guida year-round. Their big 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. You will receive 40% off each window you buy. That's 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane windows. And you'll receive 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, get your project started today. No money down. You can pay it off interest-free for up to 18 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchase is required. But don't let this pass you by. Go Guida today. Call to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.